This is the Draft Prospect Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
With the 22nd pick, the New England Patriots select.
Now here to
preview the prospect
are the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Andy Hart is incredulous with me.
Take your five-hour energy?
Eric, this is a big day.
For the podcast.
It's Wednesday, right?
Yes.
So that means it's time for the Draft Prospect
Review.
Where... today, we're actually going to
review
the prospects.
Thank God,
it's a
we
very,
can
very
finally
big
end
day.
This shtick you two have going.
No, it's a very, very
until
big
next,
day.
Until next year at this time.
Just imagine how sick of that shtick you would be if you actually showed up to one or two of these things once in a while.
I try to avoid them at all costs, but I got roped into this one.
All right, we're going to recap the Patriots draft, and there's quite a bit to recap because, once again, Bill Belichick had his trading shoes on and wound up with 12 players, which is what they had 12 picks heading in. They didn't always have 12 during the course of the three-day extravaganza.
They had 13
but
at
they
one point.
They had 14 at one point, but they wound up with 12. They opened up things by trading down a couple of times, not really surprising. They wound up with a cornerback from Rutgers named Devin McCourty, unlike what Fred Kirsch likes to call him, McCarty.
McCourty.
It's McCourty. And we'll start off right at the top. I want to get Eric Scalavino, Andy Hart, I want to get your thoughts. We're not going to go pick by pick what your thoughts are on every player, but
why not?
Let's start off with the cornerback out of Rutgers. What do you guys feel?
I think we all are in agreement that it's a good player who probably will contribute, but we were just a little surprised at where he was taken, given that there was a more pressing need at outside linebacker slash pass rush specialist, whatever you want to call it. But I think the more we see of this kid, the more we're probably going to like. So in the end, it probably won't turn out to be as bad a pick as some people were a little shocked with on day one.
If you had asked me to do the needs for the New England Patriots heading into the draft, cornerback would not have been in my top five.
I think it would have been six.
They took a cornerback with the first pick, and I think that and that reason only is why some fans were upset and some analysts looked at it kind of quizzically. He's a very good player. I think he's literally could be the best corner in the draft. I think there are some questions about Joe Hayden, and he's in right in that next tier with Kyle Wilson.
I like those
could
two guys.
Could be the best corner in the draft, and that's fine. And if he's a star, everyone will be happy. But the way it was sold, and I think the media is in part responsible for this, a lot of people went over the top talking about him as a four-down player, as Bill Belichick did often in his press conference on the day one of the draft, calling him a gunner, the best gunner in the draft, best kick blocker in the draft, all that. He's a good football player. I don't think the Patriots will ever regret having him on the team. The question is, will you regret not having Dez Bryant, Sergio Kindle, Jerry Hughes, et al., who you could have had with that pick? That's the only issue.
Or will you regret taking this player in the first round? I mean, regardless of whether or not there are other guys better.
No, I don't think you ever will.
Even if he pans out, will you regret taking using a first-round pick?
I think he's a starting caliber corner, so I don't think he'll regret it.
No, I'm saying if he – well, okay, so that answers the question. You think he's a starting guy.
Sure,
he
could be.
I do, too.
I just kind of thought you already had guys who may be starting caliber corners.
Yeah, I like the player a lot, and the more I'm reading about him, the more I like. And, you know, his style, I think he's an aggressive, physical corner who can play some press, and I like that.
And Andy mentioned Joe Hayden among the other top corners. Unlike Joe Hayden, McCourty actually played defensive back throughout his high school career. Hayden was converted to that when he got to Florida.
Alert Fred Kirsch. We have
we do.
Career cornerback.
No, but I was talking to his high school coach earlier today, and as a sophomore, on a state championship team, McCourty was calling out the signals as the starting safety back at St. Joseph Regional in Montvale. They were on a
Montvale, New Jersey.
They were a seven-year run of state champions, and he and his twin brother were on those teams as starters from 2002 to 2004. So he's got good experience, good intelligence football-wise, and I think he's going to be an impact player, and I don't think they're going to regret taking him. I think, but like Andy said, you just have to wonder a little bit about those other guys that we mentioned who could – wind up being stars too.
Yeah,
hindsight will be 2020.
It'll definitely be worth watching. Patriots, Belichick made seven trades in this draft altogether, and he started, as we said, right off the top with trading from 22 down to 24 with Denver, and then again with Dallas to go from 24 to 27. That's where they ultimately took McCourty. But I think they entered the day with a first-round pick and 3 second-round picks. I think it was 22, 44, 47, and 53. Those were the spots they ended up. They wound up after making all these deals with the same thing, a first-round pick in 3 seconds, at 27, 42, because they traded up to get Rob Gronkowski. We'll talk about him in a bit. And they went from 47 down to 62, and then I think they held tight at 53. So they wound up with the same thing, one first and 3 seconds, slightly different spots, but they added a third, a fifth, and a 2011 second-round pick from Carolina in doing so. So the trade certainly at the top represented a lot of value. But I want to get to the 3 second-round picks real quickly.
Yep.
We all love the tight end out of Arizona that they went up a couple of spots to get in front of Baltimore at 42, Rob Gronkowski.
And he was very happy to have been picked, as we saw at the draft with his family. Very excitable on stage there. He's
And Belichick still took him, despite all that personality you showed.
Right. Yeah.
What?
Great
size. Why are you shaking your head? Jerry Callahan was saying that all day yesterday. Is it okay for him to say it, not me?
Yes,
okay.
Indeed.
The guy has great size as a blocking tight end, and we'll probably need to work on that a little bit when he gets here. But he's, I think, a natural receiver, proven threat, even though he only had 2 years' experience at Arizona. He was hurt all last year, as we talked about, leading up to the draft with the back injury, which is no longer an issue, according to him, and apparently according to the Patriots staff, because they traded up to get him. I really like the pick. I think he's going to be the tight end weapon that Tom Brady's never had. He's going to be a Ben Coates-like player as far as being able to block and receive.
Andy?
You know my love for Rob Gronkowski. Fell in love with how smooth he is as a pass catcher, a route runner. He can block. He's a do-it-all throwback player. The attitude falls in line with that. The one caution I would say is the last time I felt this good about the team trading up in the second round to catch a soft-handed pass catcher
was Chad Jackson.
Yeah. And I made the same proclamation then that I'm making now. I believed he was a Pro Bowl talent. I think Rob Gronkowski's a Pro Bowl talent. And I think, you can't bust out twice in a row with that kind of a player, can you?
Yeah, no, I like him a lot, too. Now, the other two picks, they started their connection with Urban Meyer, Bill's connection down there with
Florida.
And they went with Jermaine Cunningham, an
outside linebacker, yeah,
who may or may not be able to work his way into that pass rush mix that we were all sort of disappointed they didn't address earlier. And then Brandon Spikes, who we all love, at inside linebacker. Two solid guys.
Cherry pie?
Yes, and Christina Acra, were she still here, would have loved the picks. I like the Spikes pick because I think he's a guy that could come in immediately next to Mayo, and you've solidified the center of your defense potentially could be almost as good as any in football with Vince Wilfork, Gerard Mayo, and you add Brandon Spikes, a thumper in there in the 3-4.
And don't forget safety James Sanders in the back.
If he plays, we never know how that's going to go, depending on what the coaching staff decides in any given week. But Jermaine Cunningham fits the mold. I mean, he's the 6'4", 260, 4'6 type guy. Certainly didn't get the publicity at Florida because, Eric, as you know, he was overshadowed a little bit by Carlos Dunlap.
Yeah, so I've heard.
But it sounds like Bill Belichick thought he was every bit the player. And
obviously, they took him.
Took him a spot ahead of Carlos Dunlap. But he looks like a developmental talent for that Mike Vrabel type, play the run, play the pass, do everything you need to do at outside linebacker in a 3-4. How soon that he can contribute in that area, we'll find out starting this weekend with rookie minicamp and through the summer and into the season.
And for those reasons, I'm very intrigued by the pick. I'm just keeping my expectations personally pretty low for him and hope that he, does more than enough to exceed those expectations. Because quite honestly, like you said, he's not a name that we heard much of at Florida. Dunlap was the name we heard all the time, and Patriots had their shot at either one of those guys. They obviously felt this one was the better fit for them, and so I'm curious to see how he fits into this system.
Yeah, and I think there will be some time to develop there. I think that the guy that the second
about
Florida,
2 weeks.
The second Florida guy, I think we can all agree is more NFL ready in Spikes.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
Save for that Paul Perillo like 40 time that made him available.
Do I have to go back and check the combine that Andy Hart took part in for feature?
I think I might have beat Brandon Spikes.
No, you were five. You were over five.
I know, so was Brandon Spikes.
He can't be much over 5 minutes.
When we get to the seventh round, we talk about your new 6'5", 320-pound defensive end out of Georgia. He's much faster than Brandon Spikes.
All right, so we will move along. The third round, one of the picks that the Patriots didn't have entering the draft, they ended up getting a wide receiver that Andy Hart's been learning a lot about in Taylor Price out of Ohio.
Has certainly big play potential. Top 5 40 time at the combine. 4.41 officially has been timed as fast as 4.26. which, as Bethel Johnson's coach once told me, is scary fast. And I think he has that speed. I think he has good hands, decent production. I actually think his production's a little bit overshadowed by the offense. People think it's a run-first offense, but I don't. Any receiver that catches back-to-back 50-catch seasons for me, that's pretty good. I think he could come in and contribute and surprise some people right away. I think he has the ability to route run, you know, Wes Welker underneath some stuff, some quickness there, get off the line of scrimmage. But I also think he has the ability to stretch the field and, as I read one scouting report, pop the top off a defense and go deep. So I'm intrigued by Taylor Price. Certainly the lack of weapons at receiver potentially heading into the season. You know, if you're talking about Brandon Tate potentially contributing, injury, you know, Taylor Price is healthy, scary, fast. I think he could be in line to contribute immediately as well.
Yeah, at that position, I think there's only one real lock, and that's Randy Moss. Obviously, if Welker weren't injured, that would be two locks. But everything else, I think, is up for grabs. Even Edelman's spot, he proved he could play last year. He probably obviously has the edge on these young rookies coming in. But there's competition there, and I think there are jobs up for grabs. And this Price kid could be... Could be vying for one of those.
So Price wrapped up the first 2 days for the Patriots. He was the, was he 90 overall?
90, yeah,
in the third round. So moving to day three for the first time, we had 3 days of the draft, rounds four through seven. It took went back to Florida for another tight end in Aaron Hernandez. A different, much different kind of player than Gronkowski, however. This guy is totally a receiver. Some even consider him a flat-out a receiver, not really a tight end. Not going to be an inline blocker, not going to be a physical force in the run game, but he can catch the ball and be productive.
More like David Thomas, I would say, is a comparison.
I agree.
And
probably a little more athletic than David Thomas.
Maybe, yeah. Mackey Award winner, so obviously he has some
And you know the last time we had a Mackey Award winner?
Yes, I do. Daniel they traded Graham. Up to get him.
Right, Graham, right?
Yep. We're on a bad trend here of the last time we had X.
I'll take Daniel Graham.
But I like Hernandez where he was picked because they had already picked Gronkowski. They had their number one guy. I think this is better for Hernandez's career in the NFL that he's not coming in as the perceived savior at that particular position. He can be the complimentary number two guy, and I think that's where he'll work best as the H-back. You know, focus on maybe lead blocking in the run game a little bit, but focus on his pass-catching ability and not have to line up next to the tackle.
He's one of those tweener guys, Paul, that'll make your roster breakdowns come August, September difficult in any given season because
you
say,
where you're gonna put
is
him.
He your fifth or sixth receiver? Is he your second, third tight end? However the numbers start to flow down because he has that versatility. I think his athleticism personally is a little overrated based on his college career, but he certainly is a pass catcher. He is not going to be Daniel Graham in that he's not going to turn into a beast of a blocking tight end,
right.
I don't think. He's going to make his money in this league catching the football.
I think he might even just flat out work as an extra slot guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how the Patriots may employ him.
Mm-hmm.
I hesitate to do this, Andy, to move to the fifth round because Eric is here, and now we have to talk about...
You don't mess with
the Zoltan.
Well, he's a big guy, obviously looks like a linebacker. He almost fits the 6'4", 4'6" mold at outside linebacker that the Patriots were looking for. He's a little bit lighter than that, but still a pretty hefty guy. Known for the big leg, needs to work a little bit on the directional punting.
Does he do these things just to amuse me and Andy? Known for the big leg?
I think so.
Okay. Go ahead.
Do you want to be serious at all?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Okay. Another lefty.
Hit the point where I've lost interest.
Lefty, a Romanian-born lefty.
Right. Multilingual, good guy off the field. Great player, captain. First player in Michigan history as a special teams player to be named captain. Everything you're looking for in a Patriot. It's going to be. I think fans are going to fall in love with this guy pretty quickly.
Maybe he'll have a kicking contest with you.
And again,
maybe you should just run the board.
My guess is he could punt Eric.
And again, this is a pick that was used, a pick that the Patriots didn't have heading into the draft, that some of those earlier trades netted a fifth-round pick. They certainly needed a punter, and they got one.
Completes
and
the trifecta.
By
we
all
got
accounts,
our kicker, we got our long snapper, mm-hmm. We're set, punter.
And by
Boom.
All accounts, the best one in the draft. So
right.
You have to call that one a solid pick. As they finish to the end of the draft here, round six and seven, they got a bunch more players, five more players. help me out here. Ted Larson, the next one?
Larson, yep. Followed by Welch, the 2-0 lineman.
Thomas Welch, a tackle out of Vanderbilt. Larson is an interior lineman, guard center out of NC State. Later in the seventh round, they took
Brandon Dedrick from Alabama.
And Cade Weston.
From Georgia.
And finished up with Zach Robinson, the quarterback out of Oklahoma State.
Who I kind of liked on tape.
He's an intriguing athlete, and I think he played a lot of receiver in high school, sort of transitioned to quarterback later on in his career, and had a very productive career, and had a disappointing senior year, not for the least of which was he was without Dez Bryant mm-hmm. for the whole year. But that was just the tip of the iceberg. He was without his two tackles, a starting guard, his starting running back, and his starting tight end as well. They got absolutely decimated with injuries. All of those players missed at least six games. The fewest amount of games any of those guys I just mentioned missed was six.
Wow.
So it wasn't just Dez Bryant that he was missing. And sophomore and junior year, you look back, and Zach Robinson was a pretty productive quarterback. So not a bad guy to take a flyer on at 250 overall. Yeah.
And they added a little more depth on both the D-line and the O-line, which you kind of expect. They kind of do that every year. And
sometimes they stick,
sometimes they don't.
We think the offensive linemen we always pay attention to at this stage of the draft because Dante Scarnecchia does such a great job mm-hmm. of developing them. I look for these guys to be around the practice squad, Welch and
Larson.
Larson, Andy's guy. I would be very surprised if they weren't both around in some capacity, whether that be in backup roles or mm-hmm. more than likely on the practice squad.
Hard to bet against them when they're on this team with that coach, like I said.
You know, a lot of trades. I think we really liked some of them. They ended up with some extra picks. I think they took advantage of that. They got some extra picks next year. So, once again, 2011, they'll have four picks in the first two rounds, same as this year. And although we were all a little bit surprised by the position of cornerback with the first pick, we're all in agreement that Devin McCourty is a good, solid football player and will be a starter in this league. Not like he's being portrayed a little bit in Boston as – they took a gunner in the first round. That's not what they did. This guy can play. He will play. And I think with he and Butler, they have a good, solid cornerback tandem in the future. But this is going to be the end of our Wednesday draft podcasts.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I have to say, Andy and Eric, from the start of the combine till now, have done unbelievable work in the draft.
Especially Andy.
It's amazing. You do all of this stuff. I threw you in there, Eric. I didn't.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I'll be throwing Doc under the bus.
I didn't blow you off. Like
Fred
Kirsch,
Andy Hart, they're here every day. Paul Perillo, one of your own.
Don't forget. Yeah. Don't forget the star of the group.
Sure.
But anyway, that is our last Wednesday draft podcast, and we will be back tomorrow for PFW in Progress. I'm sure we'll be talking a lot more draft recap and maybe heading into rookie minicamp over the weekend. We'll have you covered with that as well. For Andy, Eric, and Paul, Doc in the booth, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite teams and Patriots.com.